your brethren and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How do you see when you fulfill 1 Corinthians 14? From verses 25 to 27,
and
we too get to be in order just as our God is. How do you see when you sit in the front seat?
Yeah.
And let's have an order in the seating. You know, our God is not of confusion.
He's
not a God of disorder and chaos. All these churches, wherever they are, we want to always be like that.
Because
when the brethren comes to bypass you, come sit in the front.
The
one who comes later to not appear well, they will pervert you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing to seek God, and then you first got saved, and now you seek to know all the truth. May God count that to be a blessing to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank him for the day he's added us
to
move on to search out all the truth, and we separate it from falsehood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
still moving on to see schemes of Satan against God and his church. Oh, his saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we're looking at the heading of separating, and we separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness, and from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. We are looking at some of the last headings, and the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast. It fights humanity to shift them from the image of God to appear in the form of an unusual animal. Yet the Spirit of God fights to restore us to the true image of God. But we still look much at the spirit of Satan, which is in the form of the beast. It's lined up on the human feet to pervert their destiny.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Here in the same phase, and we look at the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast, the fourth beast, the Roman Empire, which fought the right Christ and his church, to creating its image, the Roman Catholic Church, which caused the outburst of many religions, those which appeared as if they were on Christ, even those who arose to be the salvation, and they ended when they had been captured back. We looked at how salvation was at Rome and the rightful church, and how they were thrown down mostly by 312, and Catholicism was getting established
to
totally destroy the rightful salvation. And we looked at Islam and the mosque, and it's not the right Christ and his church, that which rose up in 583, mostly in 609, how they were merchants and they ended up following the fallen angels to creating that religion. Yet it was brought to attach itself appearing like being on Christ, and they moved on calling him the Messiah.
Isa Messiah.
Not the right Christ we speak speak of. But that the spirit of Satan which has been doing all that. And right now we're looking at, we went up still.
Protestant.
The Protestantism. Which was salvation which arose. In the 1517 AD. And it came to fall in the 1800. We
had
salvation which arose in 1800 from America. And it fell in the 1906. But doesn't totally get destroyed. We remain arising still.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, and we look at the many reasons which you are given. The Apostle Martin Luther in the 1517 to arise the salvation that we called Protestantism then, which is called the Christianity of today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we marked out three reasons. The major reasons which came out of the 95 reasons. And all three reasons, we looked at the last reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Apostle Martin Luther,
who
totally protested against all religions which existed, mostly the Catholicism. And what they contended against is the issue of selling things within the church. And they deceived that they gathered money for building the church.
They rather
built the buildings and not the rightful church, the children of God. Even though when we look at those reasons, because told you Protestantism still fell again in the 1800s. And them two ended up building buildings to be the church. I think the one Jesus will come back for. But it's not right.
Yes,
Jesus is not going to come back for building. Yet in the midst as we see that reason, we looked at this word
purgatory,
or the place known as the purgatory, and the money which was offered, or
what's
being offered called the purgatory money.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they say it too can recommend you for your sins.
And
taken to that place which is near to hell and the heaven. But all that was falsehood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
we look much in the purgatory. And it's the hell they sugar coated very well. If you warm up that, you will go to the place called purgatory. In the reality, that place is not there except the hell, they sugarcoat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
The many reasons we saw why it's the hell which was sugar coated. And this day we move on to prove that place is not existing.
Purgatory.
The place they take you when you've been having sins, yet you paid for them. And you paid some money. Or that you build many buildings they call the churches. And they say that money can recommend you. And that they punish you a little, and you're taken from the purgatory, and then you head on to heaven, and that they involve praying for you.
And
as you are there, and we are praying for you right from the world. And that then God reduces your sins. Right there, where came a prayer that the spirit of the disease, that the Lord may judge it with mercy, that he judges you when you are in the purgatory. But we told you that place is not there, it is the hell which is the real one. And if you fail on the world to work righteousness and holiness, you got to go to heaven, to be able to go to heaven. If you fail that on the earth, don't expect any prayer to be prayed for you. Attach on yourself anything which will help you that you'll get from the purgatory. Showed you all these reasons the other time and showed you right now many religions and many beliefs to even reaching the full salvation which believe in that word the purgatory. Yet in the way of the wisdom which is hypocritical, every person you see praying for the dead body, they believe in the purgatory. And we told you there is even the false salvation which moves on to pray for the dead,
just
as the Muslims to pray for the dead. And they still pray for the Muhammad, and that God judges him with mercy. And it shows as if he's in the purgatory. Now all those are existing. There are those who say that their spirits are still in the ground, that them too we pray for them that they can resurrect. Now all that is the falsehood, but we want to move on, give information to show that the purgatory is the hell which was sugar-coated to tell you perhaps the place which is near to hell and the heaven. Praise Jesus so much. Maybe as we move on, give you information about that, for we are about to wind up issues of the Protestants, that which was salvation which arose in the 1517 and it fell in the 1800, and we arose another salvation from America. And still we shall see its hand, how it is standing. Why is God resuming to call us again to restore the salvation which was proclaimed from the creation of heavens and earth, as we help by the Spirit of God? Now when God begins to speak with us like this, he moves on convicting concerning purgatory not existing, but it is the hell the sugar coated. These are the people who instill their own righteousness.
And
when he wrote this book of the Romans by the Spirit of God,
he
said when they never knew of the righteousness of God, and them themselves instill their own righteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. According to Romans chapter 10, he spoke unto the Romans, quoted of those which were in Israel, which the Romans too were going to do. When he speaks in the verse 1, he says this, Romans 10 from verses 1.
Abooluganda, kyenjagala mutima gwange era kyensaba Katonda ku lwabwe kye kino, balokoke. Olunyo olwokubiri, kubanga mbategeeza nga balina okunyiikirira Katonda naye si mukutegeera. Olunyo olwokusatu, kubanga bwe batamanya butuukirivu bwa Katonda era bwe bagezaako okutereeza obutuukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini, tebagondera butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti ekintu kino kirimu okutereeza.
This thing involves aligning.
Katonda agamba nti bwoba tokoze butuukirivu bwe,
God says if you not worked out his righteousness,
ogenda muguru, ogenda mugeena.
Don't go to heaven, you go to hell.
Bo ne babutereezaamu.
And those they corrected it themselves.
Ne bateeka wawo obutuukirivu bw'oyinza osasulira kasi.
And they instill their own righteousness you can pay for with money.
Owaayo endobolo.
You give the purgatory money.
Oba n'owaayo omutango omula.
Oh, and you pay another price for it.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kwegamba batategeera butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
They never understood the righteousness of God.
Ne beeterawo obutuukirivu obwa.
And they instill their own righteousness.
Ababutereeza tereeza.
And they try to correct it.
Katonda okusinda ku byafaayo byonna byajatulaga.
God, according to all history, has been showing us
mu byawandiika ebyamazima
in the scriptures of truth.
Alaga nti singa olemeirwa okuba ng'ogenze mu ggulu,
he shows if you fail to go in heaven,
oba olina kugenda mu
geena, you must go within hell,
ekkomera lya Katonda,
the prison of God,
mwasibira emyoyo okutuuka ku lunaku lw'omusango,
where he imprisoned spirits for the day of judgment,
lwagenda okugiggyayo agisuule mu nyanja ey'omuliro nga omusango guwedde,
get them from there, throw them in the lake of fire after the judgment.
Wabula bano Abaroma kye baakola,
but what the Romans did, when they passed through the spirit of the beast, the spirit of Satan, and they corrected the righteousness. They corrected, said no. When someone dies, checked out of the
earth,
and they have the sins they had committed, if they pay God and they pay the purgatory money,
azimbye kanisa ng'ebizimbe
ebyo, many churches in the buildings,
mbunga ayambye n'abantu,
and that they have helped people in the different ways,
newankubadde abira n'ebibi,
even though he has sins,
bwagenda mu kifo ekirala kibaita purigatory ekiriranye geyena,
another place called purigatory which is next to hell,
mbukakati ne bamusabira ene sala,
and that they pray for them, here a prayer,
kati kitegeeza bahategekawo obutuukirivu bwo bwabwe baagamba,
they is still their own righteousness,
era okumanya obusiri buno bugenda mu maaso okukula,
and to prove this foolishness is moving on to grow,
sibo basobola oluvayo ne bakulangira nti oli mu lubu lw'abatukuvu,
they can even come out proclaim you that you are among the saints,
bobe bakulangira kwega bobe babyeterereza ne bagamba obutuukirivu,
who correct them and they say now you are a saint,
batereza
they correct
betere kwegamba.
Let's repeat verse 3.
Abaroma esule yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Romans chapter 10 verse 3.
Kubanga we batamanya butuukirivu bwa Katonda, era we bagezaako okutereeza obutuukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini, tebagondera butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
Nti we bayagala bo okwetereereza ebyabwe.
That when they wanted to establish their own,
bateekawo ekintu ekyabwe kitali kya bwa Katonda.
Place their own thing which is not of God.
Nga ne bw'onoonya purigatory mu Bible tosobola
look for purigatory in the Bible, you can never see.
Ngabo bayagiteekawo.
Yet they established it.
Bagamba munna abatukuvu.
And they said the saints who died are the ones who revealed.
Nga Maria,
like Mary and the others.
Ne bafaza abamu awo.
Even some priests.
Papa,
even some popes, that they told them there is a place called purgatory. Ever since we read the Bible all years,
not in
any other place they can take you to align you. But this is what they did, that they gave up on the righteousness of God, and
he
knew if you refuse to hear the word of God to do it on the earth after you've believed it,
there
is no any righteous you hold,
and
they established their own, and they try to do corrections in that. For when he rebukes them, before we move on to Romans, went back in the Romans chapter 1, they reached even to know about God, yet themselves they refused, and they refused the righteousness of God how it is meant to be. Let's read in the Romans chapter 1 and the verses 17. Romans chapter 1 from verse 17.
Kubanga muyo obutuukirivu bwa Katonda bubikulibwa obuva mu kukkiriza.
They reached even to understanding
nti obutuukirivu bwa Katonda,
the righteousness of God,
bubikulibwa nga buva mu kukkiriza.
It is revealed through faith.
Nayinjukira Abaroma
10:17 says, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yet James chapter 2 says
that
faith must be backed with the rightful actions,
but
have to do that on the world and you're proven of righteousness. And if you move on to fail on that, no one is going to correct it, just as they established their own righteousness. And they said, you first go to purgatory, and as we pray for you on the earth, and we recommend you over things you did, and we say God offered his purgatory money, he built many synagogues for us, just as they call them church, yet he had sins.
tusaba omusasize
gisa pray you judge them with mercy in the place purgatory
manyimbo be bakyetera otukiri ebya
them they who established it is not existing
mbuba basobola okwetereza tereza
align themselves from there
uno bwali bulimba
nikuzikirira kankubuye falsehood and destruction
atende ozino yagera mbantu banje
mindset meant in many people
bolu alere bulukukira mbulukole ngabagama anti mukama akebira mitima
right now it comes out in the born again they say God checks the heart
kati byakola kunguru wano tobifa
kwe what they do at the outward you don't mind it
bofe kuchiri mtu mukama akebira mitima
when you die God checks the heart
eye mukama yagama ndi chijula mutima gwo mtu chechifuna
God said what fills the human heart is what comes out of them
chokola wabweru echo choliche nyini
what you do outward is what you are the exact inside you
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now they established their own. And they said, though you have no faith, but you did the actions.
You helped
build the synagogues. Now you see the way they plotted it.
And
even among you there are those who trust that I did this and that. But remember, any person who can recommend upon us what he did while on the earth. But if you go beyond the earth, we can no more handle you. I think you remember the man Hezekiah. You know he gave so much. And he got sick, was going to pass away.
In
prayer, he said, God, remember my works of this and that. We do those things while on the earth. When there is still time to align ourselves. If you leave the world, we cannot attach you on you what you did. For we discovered last time that the acts of someone do follow them. If you finish badly here, they go with you. We no more can take them from you. If you want us to recommend your works and we try to pray for you, God, that man has been faithful. Help them forgive them that they can get clean as they get from the world. If you dare slip from our hands, we no more have anything to attach upon you. And they tell us, go and rest. You leave those to the next who are coming. The chapter for your life is closed on this world. Let's move on. Romans chapter 1. Romans 1:17.
Kubanga muyo obutuukirivu bwa Katonda bubikulibwa obuva mu kukkiriza okutuusa mu kukkiriza nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti naye omutuukirivu anaabanga mulamu lwa kukkiriza
nti obutuukirivu buno
that this righteousness
buva mu kukkiriza
it comes from faith
nga bukwongera mu kukkiriza
enters you more into faith
kitegeezaki
it means what
singa olemererwa okubanga wakkiriza ku nsi
if you fail to have believed on the earth
tosobola kukkiriza nga oli mu nsi eri endala
you can't believe when you are in another world for this righteousness coming from faith on the earth when you reach in the other world you see the original things as you move on into more faith it shifts you from faith and adds you into more faith I speak this
you started
the heaven and believed the earth when you reach in it in that righteousness you move on into faith and believing
it shifts
the righteousness you get by believing shifts you from the faith you saw
and
adds you in the faith you've met in reality. If you begin to go to heaven, hell is there still, you see it
and
you move on to believe that it is there. Shifts you from faith and entering you into more faith.
It
doesn't need to be corrected. Have to know where we shall base on the world. That we correct and establish another righteousness for you. For you went without faith. Even actions of faith you didn't have them. How shall we correct you within the faith where you've headed to? How shall we base here? Make you believe the heaven you rejected on earth that you are taken there. He told you stop immorality. He'll take you to hell. You agiled over it.
kakati ulino genda yu kwa hanga tewari ngeri jetu kuenda kutu haramu kukiriza kwa kome wakirizo gamba teribuenzi
go therefore we can't take you to faith that is not now do this
ogenda kudoti ogambe
how can you come back
sigenda kuenda kumara ya
I'm not going to have a relation with a prostitute when you are no more in the world
kwanga walino chikiriza
ngori wa to believe
why gena kwenda sigena kupa
I'm not to commit adultery neither steal
kaka tugena kuko miango
how can we restore you in the world
ukome wa mukukiriza sigena
the faith that I'm not to steal
ubura byengeri purgatory jetari
how purgatory is not there
kubanga bubogena bubotu hali bambutu
if you take in the righteousness of God
ulina kubanga wali mukukiriza nga we yongera buongezi mukukora
the faith and you're moving on to more faith.
And
we have no way to restore you.
The
only way we can restore you when you are still on the world. And we preach you get back to salvation. That's what Galatians tells us. Galatians 6.
You
who is still standing if you see your brother perverting, you restore them, yet you be careful. Maybe you're still here, it's possible. If you've not yet blasphemed the Holy Spirit, if you've blasphemed Him restoring you, it's still hard. I'm passing on the surface of this, but you have to get explained ahead.
Romans chapter 1, verse
18.
Kubanga obusungu bwa Katonda bubikulibwa okuva mu ggulu kubacha kya Katonda. Kubucha kya Katonda bwonna. Nobutaba na butukirivu obwa abantu abaziyiza amazima mubutaba na butukirivu
kasita gotandika obadde okola byokola
if you've been doing what you've been doing
weke nyine abadde aziyiza amazima
you yourself who hindered the truth
ye Katonda ugenda okuva kuno kunsinga yakubi obusungu bwe bwabikulirwa
dakugwe as you leave this world his wrath was already revealed on you
atuba tuwogera obusungu bwa Katonda bwabikulirwa
speak the wrath of God has been revealed
tuba tuwogera mu Isaiah 13
we speak right through Isaiah 13
abasajja ba Katonda obusungu babera bakyetegekede
the men of the wrath of God are ready for you
baba abikugamba
have no way to escape them.
Any
time you do unrighteousness here,
and
the wrath of God is revealed, that one is among those to be within your hands. When they say the wrath of God has been revealed, every unrighteousness of people, they have pushed you in Isaiah
13.
And you see the men of the wrath of God. Those with the wrath of God. Those already have
understood.
When that one checks from the body, they come in our hands. Now, how can we shift you from those hands?
Of
men of the wrath who work in hell. Those who work in hell. Prison of God. In the bottomless pit. Now there is much falsehood on the world. I prove you one thing. Don't expect another press of rest or of repenting. If you fail to repent on the earth, by the time you check from this body, and you've been doing things unworthy.
And
God has really been revealed to you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You read
it in Isaiah. Isaiah 13 will show you from verse 1 to 6.
There
are the men of the wrath of God, those of the wrath of God, those who come from the far country in the bottomless pit. And the time you do things not worthy, they are in revelations. They are revealed, that one is yours. When you check from the body and they receive you. That's when Bible speaks in Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8.
It says,
and I saw a man on the yellow horse, and he's called Death. Even hell was following him.
At the
time,
magombe
tayari, you act unrighteous. We not to restore you from that point.
We
have no way to take you from their hands. Nothing we shall handle you with. When you are not in the faith, if you went in the faith,
because
righteousness is given you,
you mukukiriza.
We would have moved on into more faith.
But you
didn't go in the faith. So how will you move on into more faith? You are there as you
were.
You even there as you rejected it yet. You say, I refuse the heaven. What convicts you have no way to escape it. You cannot say, I believed it. For still you didn't believe it. Don't you know that the righteousness of someone is what recommends them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Speaks that in Isaiah 58.
That
a person's righteousness recommends them. Not gone with it, what shall we do? Let's move on. Romans
Barumi esule soka noru nyiriri ole kumino muenda.
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
Kubange vya katonde bimanyika bila vika eribo. Kubanga katonda ya bila visa. Olinyoru wabiri. Kubange vivye evita labika okuva mukutonda ensi bila vikila dalanga vite gerirwa kubitonde. Obuyinza bwe obuta guawo nobu wakatonda we. Babe iranga tebalina cha kuoza.
Have you understood? All things need to be known of God. They are understood the things which
exist.
That they will not have any excuse.
That
if you want thing to show you that will pray for you, that when you are in hell, to be aligned
with heart.
That they call purgatory. If a demon can come back, for example, it has been a demon of a prostitute. Can you preach to it to be repenting? If it was able to come back, you tried this like this. If a person has been a thief and they come back on the head of the living, can you preach to them and they get aligned to be saved? Because still that's not there. I've just given an example. For the invisible things of God, they are interpreted by those which are visible. Let me get a dead body from the grave and I restore it to be living. Is that possible? Now you went, you've fallen in hell. How can we restore you? I've never seen any restored except in the eras of the Lord Jesus. Happened once that we read of last time. If you leave the earth when you've done unrighteous things, it's judgment you are awaiting. He moves on till us. Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
Kubanga bwe bamanya Katonda ne batagumugulumiza nga Katonda ne wankubadde okumwebazanga naye ne bagobereranga ebitaliimu mu mpaka zaabwe omutima gwabwe omusirusiru ne guzikirizibwa.
Olidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens? Some men, they put their money when they know God is existing. They begin
to
build the synagogues they call the churches, and they know God is there and he will judge them. Because of a foolish heart, as they move on, do things not worthy, as they claim, as long as I give so much, they build synagogues like you see that one. And he said, God, I built you a house. And he forgets scripture says he never lives in temples built by human hands. And you tell him you built him temples, you bring scriptures to prove he never lives in them. Now, if you still here praying for them, God judge them with mercy in the purgatory where they are, and he will ask you where it is written. You begin to recommend. He did this, Lord. He built your temple.
And
bring scriptures Isaiah. Never lives in temples built by human hands. Acts 17. Them two, they come for you.
He
asked you, what house did you build for me? Now things like those,
there
is no excuse. Verse 21, he says, Romans chapter 1 verse 21,
kubanga bwe batamanya Katonda ne batamugulumiza nga Katonda ne
wankubadde.
Balumi esula esooka olunyiriri lwa biri mu
lumu. Romans chapter 1 verse 21,
kubanga bwe batamanya Katonda ne batamugulumizanga nga Katonda ne wankubadde okumwebazanga naye ne bagobereranga ebitaliimu mu mpaka zaabwe, omutima gwabwe omusirusiru ne guzikirizibwa.
Owulidde ekibeerawo?
You hear what happens?
Bamanya bulungi nnyo.
They know very well
nti nywara jono
that I drink this alcohol,
naye Katonda tamwagala,
but God doesn't want it.
Era neyekwasa kwasenga
mama. And still they give excuses.
Era yawandika n'agamba.
He's the one who wrote and said,
"Nywangawo Katonda okulwa olubuto."
You drink a little on the issue of your stomach.
Naye nga tebagamba bo.
But they didn't tell them.
Bagamba temisewo yali mulwadde
wa lubuto. They told Timothy who had a stomach problem.
Yamugamba kulwa olubuto olulwadde.
They told him, for the sake of your sick stomach,
nywaka kati nibwe kati
nibwe. You drink a little alcohol, it will be healed.
Ati omanyo obusiru bw'abantu ku nsi bubeera bwe
buti. Foolishness of people on the world is like this.
Ati olw'okuba mu ddagala lye tumira bateeka mu enjaga, ogenda nywa njaga.
The medicine we swallow, they put cocaine. Are you to smoke cocaine? You look at this. Most medicines we use under the sun, they put cocaine in it.
Now,
are you to smoke cocaine?
Are
we together?
The other
was told him, because of the stomach problem you have, they did tell him, you get drunk.
He gave
a reason, he had a stomach sickness. Like you go, you cook your hen cocaine when it's gotten sick. And it gets healed.
Did
they tell you he's going to move on smoking cocaine? That's why the human hearts get foolish. When they tell you something as medicine and they rather say we're going to drink it, they end up when you've gotten mad. And that's why they even
add,
they get the wine and it gets fermented very well, and they add the dose to themselves and they get drunk.
Romans 1:22.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are many things worshipped out there. And when we read here, they show us. They even change the God to be worshipped, and they rather worship than a creation. Let's read and we hear.
Romans 1:24. Katonda kye yava abawaayo eri obugwagwa mu kwegomba kw'emitima gyabwe okwonoona ng'ekitiibwa ky'emibiri gyabwe bo. Chemibiri jawe boka na boka. Abiri mutano. Kubanga amazima ga Katonda baga wanyisamu obulimba. Neba sinzanga, neba werezange bitondo kusingo omutonzi.
Basi nza. Echitonde.
They worship the creation.
Nebitondo kusingo omutonzi.
And creations than the creator.
Kwa tuli yao maali yao
mtuki. As with their Hail Mary.
Mbote basi nza chitafu noma no mwe mtuki.
Worshipping the Father's Son and the Holy Spirit.
Kumaria, tustabili.
They are praying for Mary to pray for them.
And they
get to a creation which was created by the Creator. And they go worship other creations. And they say they are our saints, we pray through them. Now God shows that these ones establish their own righteousness. Even the word purgatory wasn't spoken of in all the prophets who came before, neither the apostles, but it was a word created in the midst, and that word in the midst of ages as we move on, it confused the entire world. This spirit of Satan created this thing through the Roman Empire, which created the Roman Catholic Church. It created a mindset. And people have a thinking they will go to purgatory. Others, they will be in the ground. Others don't know where they are going, whether in heaven or in hell. Now we reach and the major things of church. But the main thing when we begin all churches, we preach hell and heaven. Those are the major things. They are not the major. Hell and heaven. Preach and make you separate the good from the evil. When we preach heaven and we preach righteousness, which will take you there. When we tell you of hell, we show you the unrighteousness which will cause you fall there. That is the church. But you are on the miracle and healings, there is no church there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The rest he told them he will add them to us. The main thing, seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Almighty.
Now in all I want to summarize, let's read verse 28. Romans chapter 1 verse 28.
Eranga we batakiriza kubera ne Katonda mu magezi gaabwe. Katonda yabawaayo eri omwoyo ogutakirizibwa okukolanga ebitasaana.
You hear what happened? After rejecting the righteousness of God, when you believe his words,
you've
given righteousness to go to heaven. When you reject it, it's hell. And in the midst, they put there another place. He too gave him up to the spirit of Satan, to thinking, doing things not worthy. Now the spirit of Satan is what chose out the purgatory, that a place between heavens and hell,
and
shows you will go there and we shall pray for you. As we attach you to the purgatory man used to offer, that perhaps even the building of the temples called the churches, that spirit of Satan is what they worship.
Jezebel,
who is called the Queen of Heaven,
or
Mary, Mother of God. That's the spirit which has created the false things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So
give
them the spirit of depravity.
No,
those thoughts are very dead. This day, when you think, when you leave the earth, you will go to the ground. The other time, we looked at where the spirits go. Explained us in Jeremiah 22:10. That do not cry for the one dying, neither to weep for them, but weep bitterly for the one going, for
the
not got the home country. And he showed us there is the one dying the body, yet there is another going. Now your thoughts making you think you put in the ground is the thought of purgatory. be shaken when you've checked out of the body and you are going, yet you've not made it back home, you got lost in hell, and the torments begin from there. But we understood the wrath of God, that which is done of angels of chains, the angels of hell, revealed upon every unrighteousness and ungodliness.
Romans 1:29.
Romans chapter 1 verse 29.
Ngabajjudde obutaba na butuukirivu bwonna, obubi, okwegomba, ettima, ngabajjudde obujja, obusi, okuyomba, obukuusa, enge, abageya, olwasatu, abali olyoma, abakyawa Katonda, abeekyejo, abamalala, abenyumiriza, abayiye ebigambo ebibi, abatawulira bazadde baabwe, asatu mulumu, abatalina magezi, abaleka endagaano, abataagalana, abatalina kusaasira, asatu mubiri, abamanya omusango gwa Katonda nti
bakimanya nako,
they even know it,
nti kasita omala okukola ebyo byonna,
after you do all that,
omusango gw'oli,
it's judgment you are waiting.
Webamala ne batufera,
after they con us,
waliyo purgatory gy'ogenda,
there is a purgatory you go to,
kyokka nga bakimanyi dda bwe omala okubikola ebyo,
yet no, they know after doing that,
omusango,
that is judgment,
ati bo ne bagamba,
and they say,
tujja musabira,
we shall pray for them,
musasuleyo ku sente,
you pay some money for that.
And
you believe in synagogues after you drink alcohol and commit adultery. That's why in the Catholics you can commit adultery and no one stops you for that. When we join the brothers, the Muslims, it's beyond there.
Even Protestants,
after falling, them two are like that. Women on their side, you are there, you don't feel a confession of sin on you.
Even
born again salvation, God rose in 1800 from America. We've come having that mentality. Even pastors with many wives. And other actions which are not worthy. Those we've heard of up there. Romans 1:32.
Abamanya omusango gwa Katonda nti abakola ebyo basaanidde kufa, nti tebabikola bukozi era naye basiima ababikola.
Even if you just support it,
kubanga omuntu bwe yaba avudde ku nsiku n'akola ebintu,
when someone left his world, do things unworthy,
we not deno noga mukama,
and you begin to pray God to have mercy on them as long as they build synagogues. You are among of those who approved his works.
See,
God turned judgment your way after praying for the one who went with their sins. For even those who just approve it, them to have a case to answer. It's like supporting a false prophet. And he prospers. And he corrupts many others. And you go aside and say, Lord,
I am
not a false prophet. Though I offered my money there, you yourself supported that.
It doesn't
punish those who do it.
Even
when false prophet makes miracles of devils for you,
God never
needs to punish the false prophet alone. Even you who's been supporting his endeavors. After you inject money in their campaigns,
now
even you supporting, you too, they have you.
We preach about those
clothing ministers and you support them. God is not to punish those who do them alone, even those who support.
Or there have been supporting a false prophet or a false apostle or a false pastor
and
religions like
those.
Friend, that case is upon you.
It
makes many people get lost. You inject money in them. It's you move on, advertise them. You are in there raising your hands and supporting, and you raise your chairs up.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, Abaruganda.
Now, brethren, when we get to Romans 10, if you fail to get righteousness on the world,
you
not get righteousness in any other place. Those who be corrected have been showing that God will forgive you in the purgatory. We are back in the Romans 10. Romans 10 from verse
1.
Romans 10 from verse 6.
Na yobu tukirivu uva mkukiriza wogera webu tinti. Toyogera anga mmutima guo. Ntiania lirinya muguru. Kwe kuleta Kristo wansi. Romu
salvation.
Yuta andika nukumangu uri dechigamu.
Begins that you've heard the word.
No chikiriza.
And you believe it.
No mutima guo.
With your hearts.
Yesu,
you believe Jesus is Lord.
Yano, kiriza butelivu.
And you believe straight.
No, yatula na kamwa
konti
Yesu,
you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord.
Kugambo lido koka.
Now you will be saved.
Boso kebe chitegeza chidako kolaji.
If you first do that, the next.
Omanya basinga bako isorunye yuno nebagamba.
Many people use this verse and they say.
Mbolido koka kuluri.
That you will be saved on the other day.
Bagambi bwomaliriza kino.
What is next is salvation your way.
Tochongera yombwa
te kuluri. Don't postpone it too far.
Muli mwa basoma one bagamba.
Yeah, those who really understand.
That
you will be set on the other day.
Bwomaliriza bino
amanga. After you finish these levels
down
here, you get saved.
If you're
not saved, you can't become a Christian.
For
after getting saved,
you
become a disciple.
And
after discipleship,
and you understood
things of the gospel.
And
you are baptized. After baptism,
we
teach you all Christ commanded us. But in time of baptism, is where you get the Holy Spirit and you anointed and you called the Christian.
There
we speak of the born again Christians.
First,
get baptized to get born again,
as
our Lord Jesus did. Then when the Spirit comes on
you, and they
know that that is the
Christ,
after you get the Spirit of Christ,
and
they say you've clothed Christ,
and you
become a Christian, yet it first comes from
believing, and
confess with your mouth to be
saved, and
you're taught to be a disciple,
and
you're baptized.
If you're
given the Spirit of Christ,
you
become a Christian,
and
teach you all He commanded us,
and you
become righteous.
There you're given righteousness.
Here you become holy.
When
taught you all, and at the same time you do
this. When he speaks
in the verse 17, he says this.
Romans 10
verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya
Katonda.
If you don't hear from the word of God, now you in purgatory, a place not existing as we spoke. What shall we preach to you? The word, and you believe it, and you're given righteousness. And how do we make you confess? Now let me ask a question. We need priests here on this issue.
Or
the Muslim clerics.
We
ask them, how do they make
the
how do they preach to the person where they are and they believe to be given righteousness? When is that
done?
For I heard that they are there are demons which are Muslims.
Some
norms of the Muslims they circumcise. I wonder when they circumcise those their genes and demons.
I think
they circumcise them from there.
Bagatoza kaswadu, simani kasakadu.
Let's leave that. But friend, it's false.
We
refuse to believe on this earth.
There
is no righteousness you are to be
given.
Bible tells you after believing, you begin the actions. When I say don't steal, you have to stop stealing.
Now,
and went with that their character, did stop it. What are we to do for that person?
You
research of that.
They
stole, went with their stealing. How can we restore them to stop it? And they have the faith backed with actions that it's right.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Atugambye mu Yakobo esuli yokubiri.
He tells us in the James chapter 2.
Ngagamba bwati.
And it says this.
Katuvire da kunyuno olwe 14. Yakobo esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 14.
James chapter 2 from verse 14.
Kigasa kitya baganda bange. Omuntu bwayogera nga alina okukkiriza naye n'ataba na bikolwa. Okukkiriza okwo kuyinza okumulokola.
Where they are, is it possible? Even when you're still on the world,
and
you say you have the faith, I hear what I believe in it, but your actions are not of righteousness. That faith, can it save you?
Now,
imagine someone has left their body.
This
faith, believing alone is hard. No way to preach to them. Now still, if we've gotten away preaching to them, where are they going to do the actions? We say faith without actions
is
never going to be saving you. Is it not become hard? Can you fall in a purgatory? Can you come out from there?
Purgatory
is the hell they sugar coat.
They coat
lake of fire, they deceive it, it's the garden.
Even
when we have pushed together faith,
where
actions of not stealing and committing
adultery,
yet you did them already on the world and you did wrong actions. Friends,
is it possible
falling in purgatory after not fallen in hell?
For
issues of the grave, no human spirit resides in the tombs.
Battle is
between there where they created purgatory. If we try much and we enter into faith,
they
say you demon, you have to believe, for it's written. You are in
purgatory,
but they say don't steal. Now he left the world. What are they to do the actions about that?
Faith
without works never saves. What are we to do? Now you born again.
What
you pray for dead bodies? Another went with the actions. We pray for you. This dead body. What do they say? The dead body. They call it the person. You know, things are amazing on this world. Another is a let gone. And they said the
late.
Now let's pray for his body. It's not clear.
So
I don't know whether we pray for the dead body. Pray for the late.
He
needed to be restored here.
And we put lay hands on them. Now those corrupted minds, they touch the dead body. We pray for him. God have mercy on them.
The
mother is left. Something is wrong. Even some of you going on the graveyards. My mother. You loved me so much. So you are in the ground. You are calling yourself. Your mother did walk right as it never went to heaven. She descended where? In hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I've told you, faith without works, it can never save. If we try much on you,
you
in the purgatory, and we preach the gospel here to you, but when do you attach actions on it? If we preach, you will learn how to give. You're
going
to give to who? You help the people.
And
you in the purgatory, God says,
Mugabenga,
you give, help the needy. Now the poor of helpers,
you
give them what which you did take, for you possess nothing there. But friends, Satan deceives on this world. And this spirit of Satan in confusing,
the
spirit working in children of disobedience, speaks of it in mostly in Ephesians 2:1-3. That's the evil spirit and its actions. The spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness, and it corrupted children of God on the world, and it put falsehood of this form.
Move
on in James and we hear. James chapter 2:15.
Bwaba awo w'oluganda omusajja oba omukazi ng'ali bwerere ng'emmere eyabuli lunaku temuma nti Yakobo esule yokubiri olunyiri
James chapter 2, let's skip to verse 17.
Yakobo esula yakubiri olunyiri lwa 10 na musanvu.
James chapter 2:17.
Era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo bwe kutabaako bikolwa kwokka nga kufudde. Ole 18. Naye omuntu aliyogera nti gw'olina okukkiriza nange nnina ebikolwa nagwe okukkirizako awatali bikolwa byo nange olw'ebikolwa byange ndikulaga okukkiriza kwange.
Kati wuliriza ekigambo.
Now hear of that word.
Another
left the world, they refuse to believe a faith coming from God's word. Even actions, they never touched it. What are we to do to them where they are, that they may believe again? That's why I told you the place they deceived the world, called the purgatory, it is not there.
No way
you will go to the ground if you fail to ascend in heaven because of righteousness you've done on the earth. Because of unrighteousness, friend, you would have descended in hell, in the prison of God, where he imprisoned the spirits of the rebellious. Praise Jesus.
Now,
think much of the word like that. When he finishes, Second Corinthians chapter 5, every person is judged according to what they did in the flesh. Now friends, check from the body and you did some things. He still adds on and says,
and
as their words were on the earth. Second Corinthians chapter 5.
Katusomanyolo mwenda.
Abakorinse ekyokubiri esule yokutano n'olunyirwa mwenda.
Second Corinthians 5 from verse 9.
Era kyetuva tufuba obanga tukyali muno obanga tuli wala okusimibwa ye.
Tuogera ku mubiri.
We speak of the body.
Katuddeko waguru kubanga otuba tutegedde.
Let's get up, for we've not understood well here. Let's begin from verse 7.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuule yokutaano n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 7.
Kubanga tutambula olw'okukkiriza si lwa kulaba. Olw'omunaana tuguma omwoyo era kino kye tusinga okwagala okubeewala omubiri n'okubeera mukama waffe gy'ali. Olw'omwenda era kye tuva tufuba obanga tukyali muno obanga tuli wala okusimbibwa ye.
Kye tufuba kiri ekintu eky'Oluganda.
What we try is one thing, brethren.
Atukyali mubiri
gwe. While in this body,
ufuba kusimbibwa ye.
To try to be pleased of him.
Wanga bwayongera kunyunyula agamba
bwa. When he speaks to explain, he says this.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 10.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 10.
Kubanga ffe na kitugwanira okulabisibwa Kristo walisalira omusango. Buli muntu awo bwe yakola mu mubiri nga bwe yakola oba birungi oba bibi.
Ebi wakola wano.
What you did here.
Is what's
taken you in hell or in heaven?
To
reach the day of judgment. For all of us, those perfected and entered heaven, those never gotten perfected and entered
in
hell, all of us on judgment we shall be gathered there and we shall be there. And they are choosing what he did in the body.
You
believe the word of God and worked righteousness. Enter eternal life. For on the day of judgment,
Bible
says hell will bring those in it. And the death who will bring, that's the angel of death will gather those still here. Even the lake of will bring the sea. The usual legs. But the mystery says these are nations, clans, and the languages. Now from the clans, nations, and languages. But they are all gathered by death and hell.
Angel
walked in the hell, in the pits of hell. And the angel walks on the earth on death. And
to
get people from the nations, clans, and languages.
So we're going to the Uganda.
Now be very careful, brethren.
There
is no any other place you go to from now. That you can go to purgatory, it's not there. There is the planet where we are. There is hell under the planet Earth. Or outside planet Earth. But under it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ate waliwe guru.
And there is heaven.
Where we head
with the rim above from the earth.
No,
places when you leave this earth. Think that you have righteousness, which will recommend you on the day of heaven. And you enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Those who come back with Jesus on the other day and they enter in the planet, even those in the bottomless pit, them too will come back on the planet. Saints, we shall first be lifted with Christ back in heaven, and the evil, they will be brought after for judgment in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The lake of fire begins from the center of that city on the golden altar of God. Praise Jesus so much. Now in all brethren, what we've been rotating about, move on, show that the place purgatory is not existing, but it's the hell they sugar coated. And
you
move on, get the mindset from you that you're going to the ground. You will not be buried in the ground except your body.
Now, work
for your spirit, see you ascend in heaven, and that you don't descend in hell. And there's no place. Any other place will first go to rest there. That's why Bible tells you, as we first told you, in the 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verses 18
into 21,
and it speaks this.
Peter ekisoka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri lwa 18.
First Peter chapter 3 from verse 18.
kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Olwabiri, era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Olunyiyi olwabiri, edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo munaana.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okuva mu biro ebya Noah.
Right from the eras of Noah.
Mu lubereberye sura y'omukaaga.
In Genesis 6.
Amataba gaabaawo.
The floods happened.
Emibiri gyafa nga bwe twalaba.
Bodies died as we saw.
Naye emyoyo gyonna Katonda yagisindika mu kkomera.
All spirits God sent them in the prison.
Era Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yalabisibwa ku nsi
kuno. When Jesus appeared on the world.
Bible eraga nti yagenda mu kkomera eryo.
Bible shows he went in that prison.
N'abuulira emyoyo gyali.
And he preached to spirits there.
Yakikola omulundi gumu.
He did it once.
Nga bwe tuwulidde
mu bulawayo. As we've heard here.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era mu biro ebyo waawonawo emyoyo munaana
gyokka. In those days there were only 78 souls.
So tolimbibwa limbibwa.
Now do not be deceived.
Olwaleero bw'ogenda okuva mu mubiri guno.
Say that you're going to check from this body.
Musimanyi ogenda mu purgatory.
That you're going to purgatory.
Ojja kugenda mu kkomera.
You will go to the prison.
Yegeena.
That is hell.
Obunyo obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Singa tokola butuukirivu.
If you don't work righteousness.
Era olunaku lugenda okujja olw'omusango.
And the day of judgment is coming.
Ojja kuba olindiridde kimu kusalira osulibwe mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
Awaited to be judged and thrown in the lake of fire.
Osaanusibwe.
And you're melted there.
Ate nnaku zonna.
And it will be forever.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bulijjo kye boogerako.
All along what they spoke of.
Obw'emyoyo gitwalibwa.
Or where the spirits are taken.
Libakkomera yegeena kennyini eweddemu.
Prison and the real hell.
Era mukunnyonnyola bagamba.
And in explaining they say.
Nti tosobola kuvaayo.
That you cannot come from there.
Okugenda mu gulobo okujja ku nsi.
Go to heaven or come on earth.
Tuuka okulunaku luli olw'omusango.
To the reaching day of judgment.
Atusomera Luka 16.
Let's read Luke 16.
Luka 19.
And the verse 19.
Banga tuzingazingako ebintu bya purgatory.
Summarizing things of the purgatory.
And this sentence you will wire
the purgatory money offered.
Obey because the one will be okay me.
Or what you do as your action that they can recommend you.
Luke Sure Yakumino Mukaga, Norinidi, Lakumina Muinda.
Luke 16 from 19.
Awali woman to Mugaga, Yayambarango, go your refurungu, Nebafte Nunji, Gasan Yukanga will Jo Mukwesima, Orabidi, Erawali won no Mavu, Erinale Azaro. Yagala mizibwanga ku mulyango gwe yali awumuse wumuse amabwa. Luke 16:21. Luke 16:21. Nga yegomba okukuta ebyagwa okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga era n'embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge.
Ekituleeseza Luke eno.
What brought us this Luke?
Osobola okutegeera.
That you can understand.
Singa omwoyo guguva mu mubiri guno.
If your spirit checks from this body.
Nga tewakkiriza kigambo kya Katonda.
And you didn't believe the word of God.
Okwatula Yesu
to confess Jesus as Lord.
N'okulokoka n'olokoka.
And you get saved.
Kale nekubuulira enjiri ofuuka omuyigiriza.
And preach with the gospel to become a disciple.
Era ozalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri okuyita mu kubatizibwa.
And you get born again through baptism.
N'okuweebwa omwoyo wa Kristo okufuuka oyo omulokole yazalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Be given the spirit of Christ to become a born again.
N'okuyigirizwa byonna Kristo bye yatulagira.
And to be taught all that Christ commanded us.
Yoko bikola ofuuka omutukuvu.
And you do them become holy.
Kiba kizibu nnyo okuyingira eggulu.
It is very hard to enter heaven.
Kubanga wano webajja kino ne bagamba nti omugagga yali mu geyeri.
Here they brought and they said the rich man was in hell.
Agenda mbu nga ye mugagga yawangayo sente n'ebintu bingi bye yakola.
Was rich and offered money and did many things.
Obuli awo sente zuzamwe yimira.
That perhaps that money recommended him.
Emu na ekizibu nnyo.
But friend, it's very hard.
Uliriza bulungi ebigambo
bino. Listen very well these words.
Luke 16:22. Awo olwatuuka omwavu n'ajjibwa mu mubiri n'asitulibwa bamalayika n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear very well.
Olwatuuka omwavu ono
came to pass the poor.
Wegamba omubiri gwe ne gufa.
His body died.
Y'omwoyo gwe ne gusitulibwa.
And the spirit was lifted.
Bamalayika.
By the angels.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very well.
Bible yagambi bwotali nyokola
ki. Bible says if you never ascend you descend.
Bwotali nyamugu.
If you don't ascend in
okawa,
heaven you descend in hell.
Ogenda bawulira wano bombirire.
Go to you're going to hear those
things. Ona situli bwakola ki.
This one is lifted to heaven.
Ali nyamugu.
Goes to heaven. What about the rich man? But what took this si poor is not this poverty
yali
that he was poor. No. Because he believed the word of God and he did right, even though he was poor in the physical. Have you understood well?
But
rich man had no time for the word of God, neither to know it with believing it, and neither doing how it commands. The reason why he went in hell, not his riches.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others were to say, I'm going to be poor that I make it to heaven.
Though
you will be poor, yet you've not believed the word of God even do it. There is no heaven you'll be seeing, neither entering in it. And though you will be rich, and you believe the word and do as it commands, still there's no kingdom of heaven you will enter.
Maybe
from judgment to be cast in the lake of fire. Let's move on you here.
Luke 16:22. Awo olwatuuka omwavu n'ajjibwa mu mubiri n'asitulwa bamalayika n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa. Olwabiri mu ssatu nayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mukulumizibwa n'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye.
Have you heard very clear?
Wakuba olulimi lwaffe tuba tunyonyola tuwandiika mu Bible.
Our language when you write in the Bible.
You hear
the rich man die
and
lift his eyes.
They
cut the story short. They would have said it came to pass. The rich man checked out of his body and his body died and it was buried and he was taken. On Lazarus'
truth,
when he died, his spirit was lifted.
Means
both their spirits checked out of their bodies. The one of Lazarus was received by angels to go to heaven. The one of the rich man,
the
angels of death and hell received it and they put it in the bottomless pit in the prison. Why do we explain hell as the prison? For the rich man could not get out of there and his riches never recommended him. Now don't you think by your riches that forgiving fat portions of the tithings and offerings
and
building synagogues which you call churches
and
you fail to do the righteousness of God, to leave all the worthless, that you will be recommended by your tithings and your offerings. Those we give them because God has given us.
He's
given us and we are to give tithe and offerings. Is it not that?
But
working righteousness is still his command.
And when he
tells you don't steal, you shouldn't steal.
He
tells you don't forsake the fellowship, you have to fulfill it. And then you come for fellowship.
Most,
when you've discovered where truth is.
Luke 16:24. Nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewoza olulimi lwange kubanga nnumwa mu muliro guno.
He was in the fire.
Ati gwe bagambye purigatole obeera yongoli mu kuchakala.
Now they have told you purigatory, you are there and you are just enjoying.
Tekiriyo purigatory,
no gye na kinyenye. Not purigatory, this is hell itself. Where they say riches can recommend you. Here we don't see rich man claiming he gave much, claiming that he built, that they save him for that.
Luka
esule ye kumino mukaga nolu nyiriri olabili mweta
Luke 16:25
ne Ibrahimu na mugamba anti mwana wange jukiranga wawebwa ange birunji vyo mubula mubo ilane Lazaro watyo ebibi ne kakano ya sanyusibwa gurumwa abili mukaga ilako hivyo vyona wakati wa fenamwe waliwo olukonkolu wanvu olwateekebwawo abagala okuveena okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza era balemenga okuveeno okuveeyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli
owulidde ekizibu ekiriwo.
You have heard the problem there.
Nti bw'oba wavaano ku nsi,
if you left the planet Earth,
n'oyingira eggulu,
and you entered heaven,
okuvaayo gye wano,
to come from there get to the hell,
eyo kizibu,
that is very hard.
Have
you understood well?
I didn't know kuvawano.
And to come from hell,
oyambukeri,
to ascend to heaven,
chibachaga
na, it failed.
Because tomorrow kukeri,
if you dare descend down,
nitebereza muruwonko ruri wano.
Imagine the gap
n'abali eri mukibuga
between the hell and those in the city.
Weruwonko ruwayogerako.
That is the space speaks of.
Nesigama tubiranyigani.
But not that they are near to each other.
Ah,
no.
Waranyo.
It is very far.
At least iko kale ensi.
At least the planet Earth.
Irikumbiko no mulyango egguru.
A bit near to the door of heaven.
Yate gye na yate
hell is very far.
Tabo rugendo.
Look at the journey.
Yava mugamba temtwana kuvaye.
That's why I told him you cannot come from here to get here.
Kubanga batukuvu twaulira Biblia 12:22 mu
Bibili. We had Hebrews 10:22.
Na 2 musatu.
And 23.
Tibanirizibwa babereri mu kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Abono nyinga bwe bali eno.
Sinners are in hell.
Mugena munyo obutako.
In the bottomless pit.
Komerali ya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Asibire meyo emijeno.
Where he imprisons with
us. Amuzo ana kuvaye kujeno muguru.
Told him you can't get from
there. Adana pe tuvaye eri kujeno.
We don't come from heaven through there.
Necho kulala
and other
atena tebavayo kuva kumugeye na baje ku
don't come from hell to come on the earth
na bali muguru
even those in heaven
atena bava muguru kujja wano
don't come from heaven to earth
takati wafaza ngobya ya
now I wonder Father Ngobya who is he
muri kuba malaika
abagwa you were on the fallen angels
kati faza ngobya bava wagenda muguru jango tukakasi
if Ngobya went to heaven let's come prove us for that
tumubuze rwachi azunga kunsiko
ask him why is he roaming over this world. There is conmanship involved here.
Father Ngobya,
go to heaven for they are not accepted to come from there.
But
if he's in hell, still is not accepted. Means those coming back are not human beings, but they are fallen angels. The fallen angels. They clothe the images to appear as the late relatives. If you come back and
your
father, I can ask you questions. You didn't reach heaven. You
already
went from there. And what is there? You even give me scriptures. And do they know that? Don't fear those demons. Finish here.
Luke 16:27. Nagamba anti kale nkwegayiridde kitange omutume mu nyumba ya kitange 28 kubanga nina abooluganda 5 abategeze balemu okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
Yamugamba kale.
He told him, you do like this.
Abraham.
Eyo
mugulu gye muli mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Heaven where you are in the city.
Wakiri batumoyo Lazaro.
At least send that Lazarus.
Aje agende wali ku nsika tebelezamu. Ekifo kiri bwe kiti.
The place is this.
Ona ali wano.
The one is in hell.
Agamba ali wali batume wano omuntu.
One in heaven to send someone on earth.
Ngava wali.
And they come from heaven.
Zinondagirizo simanyo bogeza ko kulaba
angle. These are directions. I don't know whether you try to see the angles.
Olimi oluli mu Bible lulaga.
The language in the Bible.
Ona ali wabweru wensi.
This one is outside the planet earth.
Agamba batume ku baganda babali wali kuki?
They sent
ku baganda babali ku nsi.
For the one to the brothers in the
bagende,
earth.
Batuma ava wali
they send the one from the city. They come on the
planet baganda,
to warn his brothers
that
they don't come to hell. Where the earth is
wa
and where hell is, these are different places. If he was in the earth in the grave, the rich man would have come out of the grave
and he comes
on the heads of the living, or he passes the village and he goes in the houses of his brothers. Coming is not easy.
Maria,
now Mary too is not easy.
Ono si Maria Jezebel,
this is not Mary Jezebel, a fallen angel, that she comes on the world.
Ibrahim
can't come from heaven to earth.
Not
when for rest and then you come back for work.
Even
Daniel was told, go your way and rest.
Now,
Mary did finish her work. She's roaming the world. That is deception.
Those are
fallen angels masquerading into that. Remember Revelations
12:7.
And to 10 shows their chest from heaven. And
we
are sent on the world.
Now
they masquerade into all things of deceiving the world.
Luke 16 verse 29. Naye Ibrahimu n'amugamba nti, balina Musa ne bannabbi, bawulirenga abo. Olwasatu n'agamba nti, nedda kitange Ibrahimu, naye omu ku bafu bw'aligenda gye bali balyenenya. Asatu mu lumu n'amugamba nti, nga bwe batawulira Musa ne bannabbi era newankubadde omu ku bafu bw'alizuukira ti tebalikkirizisa talibakkirizisa.
Have you heard what happened? We are not going to send among the dead.
That
they come from heaven, come tell those on the earth. Let them hear the Moses and the prophets. Moses and the prophets, we have them in the Bible. We have the word of the prophets, it's here.
Now,
you wait the dead, they are woken up, come explain. If you want to prove Father Ngobia is not the real one, ask him things of the Bible. This Mary who appears,
things
like those brethren, we wind up telling you this. The issue given Apostle Martin Luther in 1517 to raising the Protestant, which was salvation which arose then, against falsehood of religions which existed, and the reasons were right. Some
those
argued against the purgatory of last time, that is not existing, but it is hell. Now our Protestant brothers, we call you back to salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bible ends showing in Revelation 20,
it
shows on the day of judgment they will get in from hell. Though death will find us evil on earth, from the clans, nations, and languages, they will be brought for judgment, each to be judged as their works were.
And
then they are cast in the lake of fire. Revelation 20, from verse 11 to 15. We are not going to be on that because of time and our memory.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So much.
Memory
card of recording can't sustain that. The other time we come tomorrow to see after falling of
salvation,
which arose as Protestantism in the
1800s,
God arose salvation from America. And it fell in the 1906. And we got a fake salvation. You're going to be seeing things in it. In there, we are going to see the beast of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God. Salvation which is false.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.